This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. State audits DPR, Ag Commissioners. Trump picks reclamation head, and ICE focused on criminal activity. RCPP offers rescinded. Legislature launches investigation into pesticide enforcement. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee on Wednesday approved a request to investigate regulatory compliance with state pesticide laws. The State Auditor's Office will examine how the Department of Pesticide Regulation and County Ag Commissioners enforce the rules for restricted materials. Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael charged that the state has not conducted a comprehensive review of the most toxic pesticides in perhaps decades. Backing the proposal was Bianca Lopez, founder of the environmental justice group Valley Improvement Projects, who partnered with Connolly last year to push for more pesticide restrictions near schools. She described the regulatory system as antiquated and claimed it has not been reviewed by the legislature. Both DPR and Ag Commissioners, while not opposed to the audit, pointed out that the information it seeks is readily available and can be shared in a more timely and cost-effective manner. Several farm groups opposed the audit out of concerns it would reduce the department's limited resources for registering new products. Now take note, the committee rejected a request to investigate state spending on the Delta Tunnel project. The author, Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom of Sunsum County, added to ask for reconsideration, noting that several lawmakers had stepped out during the vote, and the committee plans to take it up again in August. Former Arizona water official picked for reclamation commissioner. The Trump administration has unveiled its pick for Bureau Reclamation Commissioner, and he's no stranger to Western water issues. The nominee is Ted Cook, former manager of the Central Arizona Project, 336-mile aqueduct system, serves farmers and communities across central and southern Arizona. If confirmed, Cook will face the tough task of stewarding tense negotiations over future water cuts between seven states in the Colorado River Basin. The Central Arizona Project was among the first of the river's water users to face drastic cuts during previous negotiations, with farmers in Pinal County, Arizona, threatened with having their access entirely cut off. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. ICE enforcement targeting criminal violators, officials say. Trump administration officials are stressing that the deportation program being carried out by immigration and customs enforcement agents across the country is focused on criminals. White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt said at her press conference yesterday, President Donald Trump, quote, has made it very clear we need to remove public safety threats from the interior of our country, and that remains the focus and the priority of this administration when it comes to deportations. Echoing remarks made shortly beforehand by Border Czar Tom Homan, Levitt also said it doesn't matter where someone works. If they're an illegal alien, rapist, or murderer that was allowed in the country in the past 4 years by the Biden administration, the American people want those types of criminals to be deported from our country. And that's what the president is backing ICE to do. Homan said ICE was not halting worksite enforcement at farms and hospitality facilities such as hotels and restaurants, but that agents are looking for criminal violations. We're going to base them on priority for those who have a criminal nexus of trafficking, of forced labor, of tax fraud, or tax evasion, Homan said. By the way, count Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman among those on Capitol Hill who believe immigration enforcement efforts should focus on people who have committed crimes. What we have now is uncertainty, he said in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. It was taped before Homan and Levitt's remarks yesterday. One minute it's one way, the next minute it's another way. Who can plan? It really makes it very, very difficult. The latest edition of Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA rescinds Regional Conservation Partnership Program Award offers. At least 11 Regional Conservation Partnership Program awardees have seen their offers rescinded by the Trump administration in recent weeks, though the true number may actually be higher. Notices the awardees received from their Natural Resources Conservation Service state conservationist informed them that the agency is, quote, not moving forward with any new awards using the supplemental funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act at this time. But some awardees who received the notice had previously been told by USDA officials their funding would come from the Farm Bill instead of the IRA. You can read more of the AgriPulse report on the USDA action at AgriPulse.com. Ag groups among hundreds warning of supply chain chaos. Multiple farm groups have joined counterparts from across the U.S. industries warning of impending supply chain disruptions because of U.S. tariffs. Ship arrivals slowed significantly this year when the U.S. imposed steep new duties on Chinese products, the group say in a letter to senior administration officials. Recent reductions in tariff levels have sent carriers scrambling to resume shipments, spurring shipping container shortages and countries of origin and price hikes. We cannot afford to see a repeat of the congestion and resulting cargo velocity issues that plagued U.S. supply chains during the pandemic, the groups warn. The Agriculture Transportation Coalition, International Fresh Produce Association, National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Meat Export Federation, and American Soybean Association are among the dozens of ag signatories. Here's today's final word. It took pretty much every bit of my 30 years of network building to get us access to land and cattle for this study. At the word of Ken Tate, UC Davis professor and cooperative extension specialist in rangeland sciences, describing in April what would become one of his last studies. He found that a single wolf can lead to $162,000 in cattle losses. Tate unexpectedly passed away this week. Many in California's rangeland management, ranching, and scientific communities are mourning the loss, as is AgriPulse Brad Hooker, who got his start covering agriculture when Tate hired him nearly 13 years ago. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.